Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Zach Drew. We've got a lot to talk about today, but I want to say it up front, up top, right at the start. Republicans banning TikTok is a bad idea. And I'm going to be explaining in today's program why that is. But first, I want to start off by reading an article that's going to be important for us today. Go ahead and put that article on the screen. A wave of censorship is coming ahead of the European elections. It says within the article, it isn't just political parties that are getting ready for the European elections, which by the place are in June. Meta, which is, you know, the owner of Facebook and Instagram, in liaison with the European Union, is in the process of creating an elections operations center with scores of experts and analysts to identify and resolve potential threats. A lot of those potential threats, by the way, have names and addresses associated with their accounts. My name's probably on a list somewhere. Is your name? And if it's not, should it be? It probably should. If you're not on a list, are you doing what you should be doing, right? The article continues by saying, the center will monitor cyberspace for disinformation, that's such a subjective word, manipulation, and the abuse of AI. Okay, you know, I do agree with the abuse of AI. That can be challenging. But removing any content that it considers to be false, it considers to be harmful, whatever it considers to be dangerous. In other words, they will act as censors. The monitoring of 27 countries with a total population of 450 million has, according to Meta, required an investment of $20 billion to increase the number of people working in the sphere fourfold to 40,000 people. This includes 15,000 content verifiers who will examine material on Facebook and Instagram in 70 languages. However, this army of 15,000 censors may not be enough, which is why Meta has decided to liaise with 29 organizations across Europe that have been chosen to monitor as well. All must have the IFCN International Fact-Checking Network certificate to guarantee transparency and neutrality. Of course. Well, the problem is that the IFCN is a pointer institute initiative, which is funded by leftist and liberal foundations, including those supported by George Soros and Bill Gates, which has engaged in promoting abortion, euthanasia, gender ideology, mass migration, and the U.S. Democratic Party. So, who will check whether or not they are being neutral? No one, because that's how it works. Yes, this is happening in Europe, but this article right here is a perfect example to use to illustrate how important it is that the Supreme Court rules on our constitutional First Amendment right to free speech online in favor of Florida and Texas. They will issue their judgment in June, only 5 months before the presidential elections, by the way. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we did a show on this a few weeks ago, and I'll give a quick recap on that in a second. But I want to tell you this. Social media, nearly 50%, that's one in two, if my mathing is mathing correctly, of all millennials, that's me, I'm a millennial, I'm 33, my generation, 50% receive their news from social media, okay? So how they stay informed on what is happening in their world, their country, to their country, is the news that is given to them, fed to them on social media. And, you know, maybe I'm just a little bit bitter, but this is all happening while voices like mine on social media are stifled and shadow banned and censored and or outright deleted. I've talked about this on the show before. There have been many programs, many shows I have done that have been permanently scrubbed from social media. I'll just wake up, I mean dozens, you know, they're gone. I'll look back to see the analytics or analytics for the videos, and they're just gone. They delete them without giving me a check mark or anything. I mean, they're just scrubbed. You know, it's Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. They're the primary, the social media platforms used most frequently for news. 63% up to 70%, depending on which study you're looking at, of Gen Z rely on social media for their news. So our 18 to 26 year olds voting in this election are receiving their news from Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. So do you see why I am putting so much emphasis on the importance of freedom of speech on the internet and voices not being censored? You see, I said it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago on the program that for thousands of years, people would gather at the gates of a city to discuss matters. And for hundreds of years, Americans would meet in the town square. We would meet in the town square to discuss things, to freely express our opinions. And whether you like it or not, the town square in 2024, in this digital age, it is social media. It is Facebook, it is Google, it is YouTube, it is Instagram, it is TikTok. But before we get into that, I do want to give you just a quick review. So the Supreme Court heard two cases in February that could reshape how Americans interact online, all right? So the difference between the European Union and what they're just freely allowing publicly for Facebook to do and what they're trying to, the social media companies are trying to privately do in the United States, the difference that can have such an impact is how the Supreme Court is going to rule. So they heard these cases in February and it's gonna totally reshape how Americans interact online. It is the citizens' rights to free speech without censoring on social media platforms versus the tech company's right to censor that free speech. So just really quickly, I just wanna read this three little paragraphs from this article. Florida and Texas should be allowed to regulate how social media platforms moderate content, lawyers for the two states told the Supreme Court. During oral arguments, the justices seemed to be grasping for a new rule they could use to apply free speech principles to online discussions. This is the first time the nation's highest court has reviewed state laws that deem social media companies common carriers, a status that might allow states to impose utility-style regulations on platforms and forbid them from discriminating against users based on their political viewpoints. So this would basically give state by state the right, so depending on what state you're in, the right for social media companies, these OTT platforms, to censor you or not. Okay, this is, they're gonna be deciding this in June, 5 months before the election. And once again, this is why Section 230 is so, so, so important. It is such a big election issue that is not talked about enough. And what is Section 230? Section 230, it grants technology companies such as Facebook, Google, Twitter, now X, increased legal immunity to moderate content on their platforms. It protects these companies from being sued. So they get to determine what they deem as inappropriate or offensive. And they're allowed, they have legal protection to delete it. So whenever us as conservatives, we get mad, oh, they're censoring us. They have the law behind them. They can do that. And it's messed up. And it's messed up because this was written, Section 230 was written a couple of decades ago. You know, whenever the 1990s at the front of the digital revolution is a lot different than the 2020s. Right, these laws don't apply today. Section 230 needs to be rewritten. And that's both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They both want to either repeal or rewrite Section 230. And it's incredibly important. It's very important that Section 230 is rewritten carefully by the right people. Because once again, if Democrats have the power to rewrite Section 230, then the censorship that we have seen on social media platforms, it's going to pale. This is all happening right now. And some people have no idea what's going on. It's gonna pale in comparison to what is gonna come if the Democrats have that power. And the censorship that comes, like I said, it will, no matter what, it'll have the law behind it. Because let me say this, Section 230 shouldn't be discarded. It should be rewritten. Because obviously, if, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk about these things, but like, you know, if someone commits suicide on social media, like, yes, they should have that right to delete that content. All right. But they're taking these extreme examples and they're applying it to you and I, to saying, you know, the vaccines aren't effective or whatever. And like, oh, well, that's, you know, they're putting us in the same category where they, and they have that, it's an umbrella protection. And it needs to be rewritten. And here's the thing. It's just that they must control it. It's all about control, control, control. They must control social media. They must control the narrative. They have to control the things you say by this free speech. They must be the ones in total control of information. And this is one avenue, this is one facet of this, because I'm not going to get into it, but there's so many different facets of this, but that's also why the left is against private Christian schools. This is why they're against homeschooling. This is why liberals loathe, you know, school choice through vouchers, right? And that's also why conservatives champion it. You know, so don't forget, public schools are funded primarily through your property taxes. So a percentage of your property tax goes to your school district. School vouchers give parents the freedom to use some or all of that public funding, you know, taxes they have already paid on the money they have already earned going to public schools that some don't even send their own kids to, you know, and put it towards a private school of their choice or even pay for homeschooling supplies. No, but they can't do it. They must have total control. The Supreme Court also just heard another case this week. Murphy versus Missouri. It's not just the social media outlets. Our government is involved in content moderation. Right? And it's a lot worse, though, than many people know or think. Another incredibly important case right now before the Supreme Court. This is all happening at once. And by the way, Murphy versus Missouri, it's technically the Biden White House colluded, okay? They colluded with social media platforms to censor speech they don't like. Speech on topics like COVID origins, masks, vaccines, lockdowns, the Hunter Biden laptop, climate change, mail-in voting, election integrity. And this case, it requires the justices to consider whether the government coerced or significantly encouraged social media executives to remove disfavored speech in violation of the First Amendment. And the evidence is absolutely overwhelming. And I'll be talking about that a lot more in depth on the next program. So the oral cases that were just heard a few weeks ago, the ones that were heard this week, all about free speech, your individual rights, state by state, to for the tech companies not to censor you, and also the collusion between the tech oligarchs and our government, suppressing your First Amendment right, it's all happening right now. Right now. And listen, we're already halfway done with the show. My gosh, this time. I gotta take a break, time out. It's topics like these, keeping you informed on world events through a biblical perspective. It's why you tune in each week. And many of you week after week after week. And so I just wanna take a minute and I wanna remind you and everyone that watches this program that the only way that we can do what we do is through viewers like you who stand with us And I'm going to be saying it probably all year. We need your help this year, big time, okay? We really do. If you want to support this ministry, simply go to ZachDrewShow.com and click that bright orange donate button. I pray that you would pray to the Lord and ask, what is a generous amount that I can give to help this ministry in a time of need? Because we are in one. You have the option there to donate through Tithely, which is a Christian online payment system, or PayPal. And whenever you are donating like through Tithely or PayPal, please consider clicking the automated payment button. You'll see it's the automated payment on Tithely. I know that for sure. So that we can count on you each month. You can also give through the mail. IGBY, the Zach Drew Show. You can write to IGBY, the Zach Drew Show. It's the same thing. IGBY is what we named it. And then the Zach Drew Show was under that. IGBY means I go before you. A promise that God gave to Moses and to Joshua. Joshua in Deuteronomy. That the Lord will go before him and be with him as he conquers this land. So you can give to the Zach Drew Show by sending it to P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois, 62525. Thank you. I'm counting on you, and I appreciate you. I believe that you're going to be standing with us. All right, let's move on to topic two. Matt Walsh, writing for the Daily Wire. This article is titled, Florida Bans Children from Social Media. So let's start off. He starts off talking about TikTok, and this is going to be very important. Legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States, unless its Chinese owner divests from the company, is currently making its way through the Senate. It's not clear what's going to happen to that bill. It overwhelmingly passed in the House by hundreds of votes, but it appears to be significantly less popular in the upper chamber. That's true in no small part because the most intense lobbying campaign in recent memory is underway to kill the legislation. A lot of very powerful interests don't want to see this ban pass. Now, before I even continue, I want to let you know, I told my opinions up top, that it shouldn't be banned. Don't get mad at me. It's not a salvation issue for you, okay? So cool your jets. But as of right now, that is my opinion. In the same way, I view this kind of, first off, if they're collecting our data, if you just knew what I knew concerning technology, the tech companies have everything on us they could ever want. So if I'm on TikTok learning how to make a new dish and the Chinese government wants to know that, they can know that. They already know my name. I don't have time to get into it, okay? I just want to let you know, if they ban this, what that truly means, okay? And if you disagree with me, that's okay. That's what I wanted to say. If you disagree with me, that's okay. Let's continue with the article. There are obviously legitimate concerns about empowering the U.S. government to remove entire platforms from the internet. Hello, I'm going to read that line again. Someone agrees with me. There are obviously legitimate concerns about empowering the U.S. government to remove entire platforms from the internet, even though the bill, as it's written, only applies to platforms that are controlled by foreign entities. You have to wonder how far that limitation can be stretched. We all just lived through several years of hysteria about Russia, about Russian control of the White House. One popular outlet that I used to love to get news from back whenever I was serving under Pastor Jim Baker, it was one of my go-tos, was RT News. You remember RT News? Many of you right now are being like, oh yeah, RT News. Whatever happened to RT News? It's gone. Because they said that it was a Russian propaganda, da-da-da-da-da, and it was gone. But there was so much good information from that site, and I always fact check with, but with two or three other sources, and they were good stuff, and they were always accurate, but they're gone. Bye-bye. Well, that's another story for another day. We all just lived through several years of hysteria about Russian control of the White House and every other significant new power that the government has been given to combat foreign enemies has eventually been used against the government's domestic political opponents. So it's hard to be reassured that given this vast new authority, here it is, to ban the most popular social media app on the planet, that the government wouldn't at least try to ban Twitter, which is far more inconvenient for them. If Republicans succeed at banning TikTok, which they should not, if we give the government this power, you can kiss Brighton, Rumble, outlets like Band.Video, like Matt Walsh said, Twitter, Truth Social, all goodbye. And we will give them the legwork on how to go about it. Like I said, it convinced the entire world of the Russian collusion with the White House, and it proved none of it was true. None of it. It's kind of like free speech. There's two sides. I don't like when people say hateful things about me. No one does. But would I ever want to take that right away from that person? No. Nope. Because that's the beauty of free speech, that either everybody has it or everybody doesn't. And so that's why, let's move on. That's why legislation that was just signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis, which is just, he is just bad at the bone. That guy is awesome. Of Florida is so significant. So generally speaking, under this bill, this is really cool. Children under the age of 14 can't have social media accounts. And remember how I said, you know, we have like the statistics on who gets their news from social media, you know, 14, 15, I think this is a good idea. This is a great idea. And if you're 14 and 15 year olds, they will need permission from their parents to have a social media account. This bill is set to take effect at the beginning of next year. This Florida bill is not a blanket ban on any particular app. Instead, it focuses on banning apps that have particular features, which are designed to keep children on the app at all times. So there are a couple features that are signaled out in the bill. One of the big ones is live streaming, which would be banned for the kids. In other words, the article says, TikTok can create a version of its app for minors that complies with these restrictions, and it wouldn't be banned. The point of the law isn't to ban content per se. That's a very important, especially with everything we've talked about today. The point of the law isn't to ban content. It's to regulate how much of it is exposed to children. Children. That's a significant distinction, because there's a lot of evidence that these addictive features rewire the brains of children. We need to protect children in particular. We already protect them from all kinds of toxic influences. We don't allow our children to gamble. We don't allow them to smoke or drink alcohol. While adults have all of those rights, we must protect the children, right? We also already regulate how companies can engage with children on the internet. There's something called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, for example, among other things. That law requires that websites get parental consent before they allow children to post photos, videos, or audio recordings of themselves or any other identifying personal information. The law is the reason why major social media platforms, including Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook, already prohibit children under the age of 13 from using their platforms. Whoa! And why does the left hate what DeSantis did? Let's wrap it up. Because of information, controlling, molding, shaping the minds of our children. They must be the gatekeepers. This is why they want to silence the voices on the internet that don't agree with them and label it as disinformation or even hate speech. This is why they are anti-school vouchers that would fight the indoctrination of our children, the education that they receive in the public education system. And this is why they are against nine-year-olds not being allowed to be on social media platforms where carefully crafted ideas and opinions are fed into our children's mind to make them dumb, anti-American, low IQ, good global citizens of the future. This is where we're at. It's all happening right now. Right now. And I want to end with this. All of these things are happening. We have to be informed. The Lord rebuked the Pharisees for not being able to understand the times in which they lived. And he said that, you know, it should be easier to be able to know if it's going to rain tomorrow than to be able to know the signs of the times. And yet here we are, where the vast majority have no idea. There's a storm raging outside, and they don't know. And that's why also for those of us that do know what's going on, it's important to remember that God is sovereign. You got to remember that. It's a reminder for you. It's a reminder for me. God is sovereign. He orders everything. Take hope in that. Have peace. He controls everything. He rules over everything. The Bible teaches that nothing comes to pass except according to his eternal decrees. Everything that exists in this universe exists because God allowed it. He decreed it and he called it into existence. You know, Psalms 115:3 says, "Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases." Psalms 135:6, "Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deeps." Ephesians 1:11. This is a good one. "He works all things after the counsel of his will." Ooh, that's awesome. Romans 11:36, "From him and through him and to him are all things." And remember, God establishes the rulers, Romans 13:1. "No authority except that which God has established, the authorities that exist have established by God." God is sovereign. But also make absolutely no mistake about this, that does not mean that you roll over either. Scripture absolutely affirms both divine sovereignty and your human responsibility. It implies action on our behalf as well. We'll see you next week.